These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Joy is a spiritual fruit. It's also a temporal fruit. There's a difference between temporal joy and spiritual joy. Temporal being that joy that is temporary and that comes only with the temporal part of our lives. It comes out of what is transient, passing. It comes and goes as those things that make us happy come and go. And it stays as those things that stay. And so the eternal types of joy, that spiritual joy, is what Christ is offering us as a fruit. It's a transcendent joy. In spite of all of the trials and the tribulations that we and our family and our friends go through, in spite of all the challenges we hear on the news about what other people are going through, it's like that entwined cross and crown that we bring up every once in a while, that image of the two together. They come together into a sustainable joy that regardless of what is going on around us and within us, we still have. It's a permanent feature. Things ebb and flow and up and down and joys and sorrows. And all kinds of events happen in our lives. We have this steady and increasing eternal spiritual joy. That's the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. It's transformative. It changes our lives and it changes the world around us. We don't get our joy by ignoring adversity, but by overcoming adversity. The core spiritual values and principles Paul talked about in faith, hope, and love, these sustain our joy in the midst of sorrow. Faith in the presence of Christ and in His teachings, faith in His forgiveness, faith in the trust that we place in Him, and hope as we continue to have our hope in Christ. We believe in that continuation of life and experience that in our relationships as family and friends and pets. Lay aside their earthly tabernacles, and their spirit returneth to God who gave it. That part of us that is God's breath into us that gives us life continues. Our consciousness, our personality, and our fellowship with one another in a different way that we can only experience by believing in it, hoping and trusting in that eternal life that God gives us through Christ. That's what we see in Christ. When He laid aside His earthly tabernacle, His life continued. And when He took it back up, His life continued. And when He ascended into heaven, His life continued. And He is with us now. We don't have to go to a specific location to be with Jesus today because His Spirit is with us in here, and it's with our friends and family wherever they are around the world, and His Spirit is with us. Our friends and family have gone on before us to glory. That's a joy and a comfort, and it calls us to a higher joy than one that is based strictly on what we can see and touch, eternal life and heaven. Own that love is heaven. Love. We spend a lot of time talking about love in the church because, as we saw here, this is the commandment Christ gave. Joy is an outgrowth of love. They're intertwined together too. All this comes together as a package. In this passage today, this parable of the vine and the branches, Jesus gave as He was going from after He had instituted the Lord's Supper and washed His disciples' feet, and then He was on His way out to be arrested, and on the way out as He talked with His disciples, this is part of what He had to say to them. This parable of the vine and the branches: if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, then you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. To our Father's glory that we would bear fruit. And he gave us this commandment to love one another. And that's in the context in which that commandment is given. And he said, this is one thing that he said. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy might remain in you, your joy might be full. Last Sunday we sang a hymn that would go good with this Sunday too. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other. Lift us to that joy divine. Mortals, join the happy chorus which the morning stars began. Love divine is reigning o'er us, binding all within its span. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us sunward in the triumph song of life. So we want it to bear fruit, we have to plant some seeds, amen? And we can plant the seeds of joy like we do other spiritual fruit through prayer to start with. And Jesus said, brings this up right here in this passage. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be complete. We need to be asking. Just write it down. Make your list and pray for it. He's been asking us to do this all along, hasn't he? And just about everything, every topic we cover, this comes up. He says, ask and you'll receive. We find a lot of times our understanding of that shaped through the asking, because a lot of times it doesn't come about the way we were hoping. Things are answered in a different way than a lot of times what we're actually envisioning. In that answer that comes, then comes the joy. That's where our trust of His judgment and His method or His way of answering that prayer comes about, to bring us joy, among other things, but joy as one. And so we plant these seeds in prayer by focusing in on those things that we want for ourselves and for our family, for our friends, and for the world, and have the confidence, at least just even if it's that mustard seed confidence in God, to ask, just to ask, and watch and see how that prayer is answered. Pray like that then is planting the seeds of joy. God uses those to plant the seeds of joy in other people's lives. There's a story that we usually just talk about Christmas. It's about joy, and it's about studying and how it helps us to get joy. Because there were some wise men in another country, in another culture, in another religion, and they were studying all kinds of things. And one of the things that they studied led them to a star. And the star led to Jesus. And it says, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with great joy. So, study. Study on joy. Study on things and see. The wise men knew about the star because they had studied. Because they were willing to look into things and inquire into matters and find out and follow what they were learning. When Mary was told by Gabriel about the plan for her life, she gave the song of Mary, the Canticle of Mary, and that begins, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." So joy is something to plant the seeds wherever we go, to share however we can, in the ways that we express ourselves, in the ways that we pray for one another, in the things that we study. And to be cultivated with planning and, as Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And through practice, applying these spiritual principles to our lives and forming habits and rituals, as we talk about with love, we talk about with joy also, is that to form these patterns in our lives that help us to keep our eyes on the Lord, help us to keep our focus on Him and on the joy that is set before us, even though that we have our crosses to bear along with that, just as Jesus did. And one of those is what we've been doing right here this morning, praising the Lord. Praise. Augustine said that those who sing pray twice. Paul and Silas were in prison toward the last couple of years of Paul's work, because after that he was taken to Rome and concluded his ministry there. At this occasion they had been arrested and put in prison. Their hands and feet were bound. And as they were there in that situation, at midnight, well, they began to praise the Lord. And they started singing songs of praise. And while they were singing, an earthquake came and shook the whole facility so much that even their bonds were broken, and theirs and all of the other prisoners that were in there, and their shackles were loosened and they were set free, and the doors were knocked off their hinges and broken open. It's a whole story there about how they comforted the jailer and they didn't leave because the jailer would have been in trouble. So they took their freedom and chose to use it to help the jailer, and they led him to Christ. And then the Bible says the jailer was converted along with his whole family, and they rejoiced, believing in God. Francis Hunter wrote a book several decades ago, and the name of it is Praise the Lord Anyway. And the premise is that whatever we're going through, whatever difficulties and challenges and troubles, whatever we might not understand, whatever hurts, whatever confuses us, whatever these obstacles to joy, praise the Lord right through it all. Just keep praising the Lord. So that's what we're talking about, is making that habit or pattern or a ritual in our life that we're going to praise the Lord come what may, even, you know, if we don't feel like it. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to lift our hearts to Him. Sing the song. Pray the prayer. And open our hearts to the blessing. Through that, the Lord comforts us and strengthens us with a joy that is spiritual and eternal. The fruit of the Spirit that brings us through whatever the trouble may be. And through our prayers and our daily devotion, our Bible study, reading inspirational materials, all of these are ways to cultivate joy in our lives and in the lives of the people around us. To develop these disciplines and nurture it in ourselves and in our relationships. In that way, then we receive the harvest of joy. Sorrow turned into joy. Death and resurrection turned into eternal life. The psalmist wrote, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." For invitation, I'd like to read a short passage that takes up with when Mary went to visit Elizabeth. This is what Elizabeth said to Mary. "It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy." The babe that Paul and Cece sang about here a while ago that grew up to be a John the Baptist. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. We're invited to transform the earth to be as close to possible as the joys of heaven. In our own hearts and minds, in our homes and relationships, and creating situations of joy for our family and our friends, and all the opportunities where we go to plant the seeds of joy, and to think about how love and joy will be when we get to heaven. Now, reunited with all of our loved ones that have gone on before us in happiness and bliss, be becoming friends with the saints, learning at Jesus' feet, as Peter reminded us, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And so with that, I'd like to close with these lyrics from a hymn by that title. I have found his grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see his smiling face. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great o'erflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. In the name of Jesus, amen.